Today, I came to talk to you about something very different, and it is about hospitality and being generous and being a giver. Sometimes, we always come to God to ask. We ask and we ask and we ask. Actually, I know many people, when they go before God, I'm sure, including myself, you cannot leave the presence of God without telling him, God, do this for me. God, I want this. God, do this for my children. We are always asking and asking and asking. And it is not bad to ask. Because even the Bible says that we ask and make our supplications known to God in prayer. But today I came to tell you that there are times that God demands us now to be givers and to be generous. The chapters that we have read, we read about Elisha when he went to a village. Elisha wasn't going there knowing that he's going to meet the Shunammite woman. But there is a lot that speaks when God is trying to do something. The Bible that we have just read says that this woman had no son. But in her mind, he never thought that he would meet someone who will make a difference in his life. But it was not going to happen like magic. He had something to do. And the Bible says this woman had a revelation. Because when God spots you, and when God spots your heart, especially if you are a giver, there's a way that God protects people who are generous and people who are who practice hospitality. We know very well it is not easy to do that, especially in the life that we are living today. But there's a way that God separates the people who stretch their hands, either to their families, either to their friends, or either to people that they don't know and people that they have never come across. As I stand here, I have benefited from meeting people that I don't know, people who came through for me even when I arrived in Canada. And Walmart Church is one of them. And I am very grateful to that. And because of that, I've been connected with this church because you welcomed us. You took us. You did not even care where we came from. But you embraced us and you stretched your hand, your love towards us. And that is a big deal to God. And when it comes to individuals, there are ways that God wants to bless us, but there's always something that God wants us to do. And now this woman, the Shunammite woman, when Elisha went to her home, in fact, he's the one who told the husband, there's something about this man, and I don't understand. This man seems like he's a man of God. And imagine, he told the husband, we are going to build a room for this man. Because when God wants to do something special, there's a way he even connects with your heart. You start doing things that you don't even understand yourself. And God knew very well, it is time for this woman to have a son. How she did not know that. But the minute she welcomed the man of God, and the minute they went ahead and built a room for the man of God, he welcomed God in his family because God was with Elisha. Sometimes we look God in so many ways and we want to fight God in different ways. But you know, sometimes God is where we don't even see and God is where we don't even expect him to be. Sometimes people go wrong. Sometimes we go astray because there's a certain way that we want God to do things. There's a certain way that we believe this is what should be done for me to get there. But God has different ways of doing whatever he does. And now this woman welcomed the man of God. Imagine like now you and your family, maybe you live in a two-bedroomed house, but here comes a stranger and God convinces you it is time for your kids to sleep on the sitting room because there's a man of God and this man of God cannot sit on the couch, so it is up to you. Are you going to allow this man to sleep on the room and exchange with your children? I know many of us will say no, especially if you have never seen this man. You don't even know the mission that has brought him in your way. And so they built a room for this man. And when I speak about this Shunammite woman, God took me back to Abraham. You remember how Sarah conceived? Because these are two different people, but they share very, very same scenarios, how they met God and how they got their first child. Because the Bible says, when Abraham was seated on his homestead, behold, three men came, and Abraham was able to realize these are not ordinary men. And he welcomed them. And the Bible says that he told them, wash your feet and come into my house and I'll make something for you. Just imagine, he welcomed men of God. He welcomed the presence of God. They were coming to bring a message from God. Imagine if Abraham said, who are these fellows? Can you just go your way? My gate is closed. But this man of God welcomed these men of God, and when they came in, the Bible says that when they were made for something to eat, they told Abraham, at day like this, we will come back, and Sarah, you and your wife, you will have a son. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to connect you with the way God, the way being hospitable, the way aligning yourself with God, just to know the season and just to know the times that you need to know and to understand who are people coming to your place. The people you meet, how do they impact your life? Praise the name of the Lord. So now Abraham welcomed the men of God and Sarah laughed. You can see how we don't believe, how we have small faith. Because we look at ourselves, we look at our age, we look at the miles that we have toiled. And if today God comes and says to you, in the next 5 years, you'll become something. You start asking, my God, I've been here for 10 years. I've been doing this thing for 10 years. How are you gonna, which magic is going to happen? But listen, there's a way that God will always come to test you when he wants to take you to another level. He will not test you with what you like. He will not test you with what you think is good. He will come in a different way. And that is why today I came to talk to us about being hospitable and about being conscious about what people does and about the people that God bring into our life. And therefore, one thing I want you to know is that being hospitable is showing kindness, it is showing generosity and warmth to people and mostly to strangers. How often do you show warmth to strangers? And the Bible says that the chapter that we have read about Cornelius, we all know about Cornelius. Cornelius was not even a believer. He was a Gentile. Imagine Peter, I think it's Peter. He was being sent and he was saying, how are you telling me to go to an unbeliever's house? Listen, imagine. How can I can't even go and dine with that man. That man is a sinner. How are you sending me there? But God said to him, you will go there. Why? Because this man, he is not just any other man. This man is special. This man has touched my heart. It is not through going to church. It is not through going and doing crusades and all that. But it is by giving. And God said to Cornelius, your prayers and your giving They have touched me. Just think about that. This is an unbeliever. And here we are. We know God. We know Jesus. We say we belong to the kingdom of God. But yet, there's something that God is speaking to us today. There are some things that we don't capture. We only want to look good when we come to church. When we meet our brothers and our sisters here, we are all good and we all nice. But come tomorrow, you don't meet Jane, you don't meet Pastor Elaine. You meet something different out there. In your place of work, you meet different people. Some people that you don't even like. Sometimes you even think, my God, tomorrow is Monday. I'm going to that office again. My God, how am I going to face this woman or this man? How am I going to face my boss? You know? Because even the devil knows the things that we don't get deeper into. They are the same things that God works with. Because this man of God called Cornelius, that was his deliverance day. Because he was generous. He was helping the poor. He was over generous until God said, now it's my time to honor this man. Because now this giving is too much. When is the last time you gave? When is the last time you treated a stranger as if he is your own brother or your own sister? Praise the name of the Lord. So today God is reminding us that we need to go back to the drawing board. We need to think about our everyday life. Because yes, we are so nice every Sunday. We are here. We are not late. We are here at 10. We sing the songs. We are so good. And God loves that. And he appreciates us for doing that. And because of that, that's why God is talking to us this morning. That we need to go deeper. We need to dig deeper. To know the will of God for our lives. Because every time God honored somebody who was hospitable, something was born. Listen, look at Abraham. They got their first son. And you know what? The first son is the generation that we have today. Because when God visits you because of your good deeds, everything changes. God doesn't come to your house and leave you the way you are. He comes and changes everything. Every situation changes. But we must be very sensitive to know the presence of God. Let us not look at God in our own ways. Let us not start searching for God where we think he can be found or what we think that suits us. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us start searching and thinking, what am I supposed to do for me to know the presence of God? Because I tell you, you will understand and you will know when the presence of God has visited. I remember when we came here and now winter came, and so we started coming to this church. I can tell you, me and Emily, we had visited so many places. We hear this place closer being given. We are there. We go very early. But sometimes you go and you don't find anything. We hear the other places, they are giving clothes. We run there because we were desperate. We didn't have money to buy clothes. We didn't carry clothes. So we were just going anywhere, and wherever we had, they are giving out clothes. But because we came here, and my brothers and my sisters, we carry the presence of God. And he welcomed us here. And Pastor Elaine called us and told us, the church is giving you some cash to go and get yourself winter clothes. To God be the glory, because I will never ever in my life take that for granted. Because you understood the times and you welcomed the presence of God. And that is why I'm standing here. And may God bless you all for that act of kindness. And today, even as we go to start a new week, I want also to remind us that hospitality is an attitude. It's an attitude of the heart that extends compassion. If you just give, don't give. Even when we come to the house of God, and God directs you to give a certain cash, give it with a heart of gratitude. Don't give it because you feel your heart. My God, now you're asking me to give $100. How now? How am I going to give $100 to church, you know? But I will tell you for free. Whenever God asks you to do something, he will give you the capability to do that thing. He will not ask you to give $20 and he knows you don't have. He will make sure you have either $40 or $50 so that you can give $20 and you are left with $30. And now that is the seed that you are planting, because we can see every time God visits, it is a new seed that is born. Even this woman that we have read about, the Shunammite woman, you see how God tested her faith. Because even as he understood this man of God, this is a man of God, when he was told you are going to give birth to a son, he was like, now, stop joking around with me. You don't know what you are talking about. Imagine you have stayed for so long without having a child. We are women and we know having a baby is a big deal to women. And when you realize, oh my God, I don't know whether I'm barren, I don't know what will happen to me. I have tried, because this woman had a husband, but they didn't have a child. So this woman was like, don't lie to me. Please don't make that joke of me. It is not funny. But the man of God was so sure, this is the time and this is your time. But because this woman didn't believe, he gave birth. But imagine, later on, the son died. The son died just mysteriously. Imagine, the Bible that we have just read said he got headache and then he died. And this woman was furious. You said you are a man of God. You know, sometimes we also look at, even like our pastor Eileen, he will come here and preach. And sometimes we are like, oh, you keep on preaching and telling us this will happen. But it's not happening, you know. We are human beings. And even sometimes we ask God, by the way, God, how long do I have to ask you for this matter? How long? You pray, you fast, and nothing is changing. And you see other people, they are being elevated, they are being promoted, everything is going on well. Sometimes even we look at our children, we look at the children of those who don't even believe. They are okay, they are doing very well. And we go back to God and we ask God, by the way, God, Mina Endanga Church, I go to church, I spoke Swahili, I'm sorry. I go to church, I give, I do everything that a church person can do. But how long am I going to wait for you? How long, God, do I have to take? Just like we were asking God the other week, for how long, God, do we have to wait? It comes a time for every human being. And you sit God down here and you tell him, come here, we talk like two human beings. It is time you listen to me, God. I've been talking to you, but it's like you are deaf. Now, come, sit here. Can we talk? No shouting, no nothing. Here we are just reasoning. Just like Job went to God and he told God, Sasa God, I think, God, now it's our time to talk. Why would you put me in all this trouble? And I remember God asking Job, are you ready to answer my questions? Do you think you can answer me? And Job was humbled. So it comes a time when you like, my God, I want us to talk because I can't continue. So that's what happened to this woman, because he didn't believe that he could get a son. And he got a son, but the son died. He went back to the man of God. Do you think he was going there laughing? No. Actually, when Elisha saw the woman, he told the Gehazi, his servant, look at her. He could tell this woman is furious. She did not come here in peace. This woman is coming for a fight. But he knew the son was going to die, because he was going to manifest the power of God, and so that this woman can understand. This is not just a man who came to you. This is not just a man that you've been feeding. This is not just a man that you prepared for a place to sleep. It's not that he didn't have somewhere to please, but it's because God was visiting her and he came through Elisha. Praise the name of the Lord. And so when he came to the man of God, the man of God knew very well why the woman was coming. And that's why he told Gehazi, ask her these three questions, because he knew one has to be wrong. He knew it's either the husband, the woman, or the son. And so when he said his son is unwell, We have read the story. I don't want to repeat. So the man of God went there and he prayed for the son, and the son came back to life. Because what God births, it cannot die no matter what. And if it dies, it will come back to life. And today God is telling us, it doesn't matter. What have you been praying for? What have you been thanking God for? What have you been believing God for? Have you been asking God for one thing for so long? Do you believe God? What have you been doing? Have you invited God in your home, in your heart, in your place of work? Because I tell you, people of God, we can't go out there like any other person. Every time you meet people, even on the street, you got to remind yourself, I am not like them. I am different because I have God inside me. Always walk majestically. Always walk with confidence. And when you're asking God for something, ask him with confidence, knowing that, yes, God, you are mine and I am yours. Do not doubt him like this woman doubted. Even Sarah doubted. Remember, the Bible says when Sarah was told that she's gonna have a son, he laughed and he said, me, 99 years, are you kidding me? You know, I'm like, and yeah, well, sometimes even you can wonder, you know. Even imagine God telling me, like me today, Jane, you are here, you'll own a house in Canada, you will drive in Canada. Now, I'm talking about now. I'm not even working. I don't even have a place to stay. I'm still struggling. I've not even gone for my case. But God is saying, yes, you will. But I'm doubting because I'm looking at myself now, you know. And that's what God is telling us this morning. Don't look at your situation now. Invite the presence of God. Let God drive you. Let God do things for you. Let God plan things for you. Because if you don't, he will make sure. Sometimes you pay the price. Because you see, this woman paid the price of losing her son. You know, even if you lose your son, even for 1 hour, by the way, you will also feel like, my God, the world is coming to an end. Because he didn't even know whether this man was going to raise the son, you know. So we must believe, but we must understand the small things, like giving, like being hospitable, like being welcoming, like embracing the people that we know and the people we don't know, because we never know. You could be embracing an angel. You could be inviting God in your presence, because God will not come in form of a man wearing white clothes with big wings and saying, kankanka, knock, knock, knock. I am God. I have come here. God will come in a way that you'll not even think about. God will come in a way that you'll look and say, no, 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 no. Get out of here. I don't welcome people like you. I don't talk to people like you. Praise the name of the Lord. So today, my dear brothers and my sisters, let us learn to know and to feel and to experience when God is visiting us. Praise the name of the Lord. I personally, I don't want to stand here and brag, but God has given me a very heavy burden when it comes to giving. And every time God asks me to give, he will provide. And sometimes I'll debate with him, by the way. I'll ask him, where did you give me? I also have problems. Why are you asking me to give? When you know very well, I need this money. But I will tell you, immediately you give, immediately you obey, God will always reward you. So let us all strive to hear God, to understand when God is communicating to us for the sake of others, not for the sake of yourself. And by the time we leave here, we are going to leave here with one voice and with one accord, that we are going to invite God in our presence. In Walmart Church, we are going to invite God. Like now, I've had the announcement, there's community giving. You know what? God loves such. But then we can come here, sing, praise, pray, and do all those things. And you know, we are not going to touch God. But you get out here and do something extra to somebody that you don't know, to people, to the homeless, to refugees or whatever people that are in need. Sometimes not even giving, even talking to somebody. Do you know there are people who don't even have someone to share with what they are going through? They cry alone. They don't know who to talk to. But you can just meet someone, speak to them, and make a difference in their lives. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's not just giving, 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 or now you go home and gather your clothes and do. No, 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 no. Whenever you meet someone, if you have the presence of God in you, you will connect with that person and you'll be able to understand the need that that person have. I don't want to take long, but I want to say that always look beyond your immediate circle. Don't only look at the people around you. Go out there, meet people, do good and be good, and see God rewarding you with whatever that you need. See God answering your prayers, even when you don't ask Him to, because He will honor our deeds and He will always honor what we do for others. That's why even Jesus said a very significant thing and very difficult thing that we don't do, all of us. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And sometimes we all love ourselves before we love our neighbor, because it's not easy for me to give you food and I am hungry. But this is what God is saying to us. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do good to people and God will do good to you. Praise the name of the Lord.